Welcome to Geek's Corner. I'm Mr. Daps.
I'm Katie.
And we're so excited that you're here on the first warm, albeit hot,
toasty
day of the year.
It's a little toasty.
It was nice today. It was.
You know what? It was a great day to make soup.
It was a very springy day. Yes.
It was, honestly. It was a very fun spring day. I got to wear shorts, and I am at my happiest when I'm wearing shorts. I don't love to wear long pants. It makes me upset.
Good thing you live in California.
I know, right? Yeah. I don't think I could live somewhere cold.
Yeah, that could be a problem. It's also a very good day to join our Chalk Walk team, which you can do at chalkwalk.org/dapsmagic. And why should people join our Chalk Walk team, Katie?
Join our Chalk Walk team because it's fun to make a difference.
Okay.
And we have a lot of extra fun making a difference together.
Fair.
Daps for a Difference is definitely where we
shine.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people out there that do a lot of good, but I think that what really sets us apart is how much fun we have doing it and how much fun we have doing it as a team. So
join our team. Go to chalkwalk.org/dapsmagic tonight.
And if you're not a morning person, neither are we.
That is for sure.
We're still nice. We're just not morning people.
True. That's what coffee's for.
Exactly. All right. Corners at night.
Today we learned there was going to be some changes in the DAS system, otherwise known as a disability access service. Is that right? Accessibility service?
Disability access service.
That one.
I believe.
Yes. Anyway, that has been updated and the new changes will be going into effect, I believe, June 20th for Disneyland June 18th for Disneyland, May 20th, yes, for Walt Disney World. And while there's a lot that's similar, there's a few things that are different, including when you register for the DAS now, mm-hmm, it's for 120 days.
Yes.
So it's longer instead of 60, I think. You do this beforehand in a perfect world, mm-hmm, up to 30 days beforehand. Your group size is now 4. Mm-hmm. And they've added some more definitions into who exactly this is for, mm-hmm, as they're taking care of these things. What do you think of these changes?
I think that they may not be perfect changes, but I think the changes were unfortunately necessary for the system. And I think that something that we talked about was that all of Disneyland and Disney California Adventure now have been made ADA compliant. And so that also changes a lot of things. I'm not going to get into uses of DAS. I'm not going to get into any of that. I just think that the system did need a change. I think that this is going to have its own issues and shortcomings. I think it's also going to be very successful. And I think they're going to work things out as they implement them in the parks.
Yep, I think so too. And I think it's an imperfect system that they keep trying to make better, and they're, mm-hmm, doing their best. And I will say, knowing people that need to utilize that system, mm-hmm, it is something that they're very collaborative with,
yes,
and they're constantly working to make it better. So it'll be interesting to see how this is implemented and how it's used. And hopefully it makes for a better Disney experience for everybody.
I'm also grateful that it's not going away.
Yeah.
Because I think that Disney could have very easily had a response of, oh, we've seen this usage triple in the last 5 years. We're going to close five times in the last, mm-hmm, 5 years. We could close the system. And I'm grateful that they're finding ways to reinvent it for the guests that are in need. Yep. Just because, like you said, this is a system that really makes a difference.
And with all things Disney, I would say wait till you experience it before you form an opinion. Just because
that's no fun.
I know it's not, but it's a good idea. And also, remember where this is coming from. It's not meant to be punitive. They're trying to help and make the world a better place and make everybody's Disney experience the best that it possibly can. And that's a very difficult thing to do. So good luck. I hope it works. And
may the force be with you.
May the force be with you. Speaking of which, Season of the Force began on Friday. It runs through June 2nd at Disneyland, which means that you get to celebrate all that is Star Wars, which includes new adventures in Star Tours, The Adventures Continue, mm-hmm, new characters in Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, new foods, new merchandise, and a whole lot more. Let's start with Star Tours. You now get, currently for the short term, some different variations at the beginning. Mm-hmm. Then you go wherever you go, and then you have one of three different characters,
kind of more,
that are the transmissions, whether it is Cassian Andor, Ahsoka Tano,
or
or
Mando and Grogu.
Mando and Grogu, which I got Mando and Grogu on the impressive preview.
You were the chosen one.
The chosen. I wasn't the rebel though,
or I was the spy. I've never been the rebel spy.
I have a couple of times.
Never have.
I feel like, yeah. I have theories, but I was completely charmed by the transmission from Mando and Grogu. Like they were very cute, and it was very funny. And Grogu stole the show with his floating frog, and floating frog.
It's okay. I wasn't gonna say anything.
I know, but I read it up there. So then I was like, oh shoot. I thought it was very cute, and then you blast off into hyperspace and you end up floating around Purrgils, which are space whales.
Space whales!
Which a friend of mine is one of the space whales, I found out on Friday. Huh. Yeah. How space would you whales! Like, wouldn't that be great on a resume? What are you? I'm a space whale.
Ooh.
Yeah. That was actually what I thought of when they mentioned that. But
space whales.
Yeah. What do you think about this new update?
I think it's great. I think that anytime that we can update a more classic attraction, which don't come for me saying that Star Wars.
It is almost 40 years old. Yeah, so
don't come for me saying totally that Star fair. Wars is a
I hope they do a 40th attraction. Anniversary thing for it.
That'd be great.
I think 40 hours of Star Tours, you pay, I don't know how much. $400. I was like 40 something. Yeah.
No, so I think that for 40 years of Star Tours, I think that they should make every scene the pod racing scene. And then I think they should make a special transmission where it's just the guy that goes, now that's pod racing. And then I think that at the end, you win pod racing.
Do that 40 times?
Yeah.
No, thanks.
No, I think that that's what you should do for the 40th anniversary because pod racing. And then I just want I only want the transmission to say, like, I want it to be really dramatic. And then I just want the guy to go, now that's pod racing. And then it ends. Like, that'd be so funny.
1989, that makes sense. That's a good price.
Okay, Taylor Swift. Yes. I've
always thought
more Jar Jar.
It would be very cool if they retrofitted, I'm gonna say, mm-hmm. one of the star speeders. Mm-hmm. And that one is an updated version of the original. And you get Captain Rex.
Oh.
And you get the original, maybe even not always the original, but like a digitized of the original experience. Yeah, it would have to be.
Yeah.
And like, it would just be random. Like, oh, you're going to boarding zone D, and that's,
I'd lose it.
And then you're like, oh, that's the one with Captain Rex.
I do like the idea.
I think people would all ask for it though.
I do like the idea of Jar Jar being a transmission. Cause I know he's in a few of the scenes, but I want him to be a transmission because again, I want it to be really serious. And then I want Jar Jar to be like, Misa gonna save you. That's what I want.
Misa looking for the rebel spy.
Misa looking for the rebel spy.
I actually think that would be great. I think that would be very
amazing.
Fun.
Amazing. And I think that everyone would walk out happy. Like, I don't think anyone.
I think people would definitely laugh. I think it would get a chuckle.
Tickled. Mm-hmm. I would be tickled. No, I like that we get new things on a more classic attraction. I think that because of the medium of the attraction, it is much easier to do that. I do wish that we could have Captain Rex back, but I'm sorry, 3PO.
Even if it was just the one.
I'm like, sorry, 3PO.
Or if he showed up, maybe he does a transmission.
3PO?
No, Rex. Captain Rex. Like, that would be very cool.
Well, there's kind of an issue with that.
No, there's not. They jump times. There are zero problems with this.
No, the issue is Captain Rex couldn't record a transmission.
Why?
Like, logistically. Logistically, that
I think they could make it happen.
I'm sure that they could.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that. I think that'd be amazing.
I was just saying that was, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to slap you. I was just saying that that's the part that they might have.
No, I think you can make that happen.
Don't throw 3PO in the garbage. They tried to do that in Rise of Skywalker and look how that turned out for them. Okay.
No, I think you can make that work.
Yeah, but I don't think it'd have the same pizzazz.
Okay. One of the other highlights for me of Season of the Force, there's several of them, is they now have the BDX droids exploring, learning about Batuu with their trainer as they wander around the land in multiple different spots throughout the day. In fact, as the week has gone since they first came out 5 days ago, we've continue to see them in more places throughout Galaxy's Edge, which is amazing. But these are the little chicken droids, which I'm calling them. And what do you think of these cute little guys?
They're just little guys. And they make me think of our dog. Like, okay, you're telling me that if our dog, who's asleep currently right behind Daps, would not walk around a Disney park like that, he'd be like, yeah, scratch my head, yeah, look, I'm learning.
Well, you can't actually scratch heads, but yes,
but the droids they told me in my mentally, okay. I said no, I can't, it's against the rules, and they said please. I just think they're so cute and they're just like adorable, and I shouldn't feel this way because I am scared of the imminent robot uprising,
and they are very smart.
I'm very scared of the imminent robot uprising. I do apologize. I actually something I learned from Mr. Daps, and I don't even know if he's gonna remember this, is years and years ago, one time he was asking for his computer device that I'm scared to say the name of. Is there still one out here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The device that is a companion that you can ask to do things, you would say please and thank you. And I went, why are you saying please and thank you? And you went,
oh, I still don't remember. I still do that.
My favorite one's like, could you please turn on the lights? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, it's very polite, but you said something along the lines of the robots will remember. Like,
you never know.
Say please and thank might. You.
Anyway, these are very cute robots, droids.
They're so cute.
And they're out, I think, from 11:30 to 4 or something like that. And different times, different places. So you kind of have to just kind of look for them and scope them out. And it's very cool and definitely worth your time checking out. Mm-hmm. Also, we have Sabine Wren now visiting Batuu.
She's so cool.
Sometimes with Ahsoka, who is now her master, if you've watched the name or the show, show of the same name, and yes. She is amazing. Her outfit is incredible.
She's so cool.
Yeah, and it's awesome just listening to her talk. Like, she tells you things that if you've watched the series, either Rebels or Ahsoka, that she would know, and that was super cool. The food
looks great. What was your favorite?
I actually think I'm forgetting the name of it, but it was a noodle dish that they have at
Docking Bay 7.
Although I am always partial to a Ronto wrap, which we had for breakfast, which were delicious. But those were good. They had a fried chicken bao that was really good. I liked both of them.
Sounds great. I love noodles.
They were good. And they had a little bit of a spice to them. Like, they were good. And then perhaps the most important, perhaps, is they also have Fire of the Rising Moons. And that is John Williams' Star Wars music put to the fireworks of whatever show happens to be presented at the Disneyland Park. And this, to me, is a dream come true. And I am very glad that is continuing on after Season of the Force, because I just think there are, thank you, Dubak chili noodles were what I was trying to think of a minute ago. But I just think there's very few things that are better than John Williams' Star Wars music. And you couple those with the fireworks. And
I have not watched the full videos yet because I want to experience it in person first.
Fair.
But the snippets I have seen just feel magical.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that
you could say the Force is strong with them.
I think that, to me, something is going to change in me mentally hearing John Williams' music inside Star Wars Galaxy's Edge.
I think it's a really good choice.
Yeah.
So now the next step is play the Imperial March with Darth Vader walking through.
I was actually going to say,
like, that would terrify
me. When we were talking about Sabine Wren,
mm-hmm.
and I get that we're currently still in the timeline locked thing.
Ish. It's expanded a little bit, but yes.
I really, 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 really want to see more characters from different eras. Mm-hmm. We could get Jar Jar Binks. We could get, like, we've seen Luke and Leia, we've seen Anakin and Padme, we've seen Vader, obviously. And I just think that those, especially, like, imagine.
I'm imagining.
You're seeing it in your mind's eye.
Sure.
Anakin and Ahsoka crossing paths.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool.
Like, imagine.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be really cool.
Or Darth Vader.
Hmm.
No, that'd be terrifying.
I know.
It'd be amazing and terrifying.
Ooh, we could get Obi-Wan.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see Obi-Wan.
Which aged Obi-Wan?
I was going to say the Kenobi series Obi-Wan.
And see, I would like original series Obi-Wan because I like it when they cast the variety of age groups.
Sure. What is it? The line of Darth Vader says, "You've gotten so old." Isn't that, that's a line in A New Hope. It's something about, like, you've gotten so old.
Maybe. I'm spacing it at the moment.
Obi-Wan's something about, like, you've changed. I don't know. That's going to bug me. I've only seen A New Hope once. You've seen it way more than me.
It's like, you're doing good, but yeah.
Oh, no. Something far more sinister has happened to you. Was that in Kenobi?
I think it's when you left, or when I last saw you, you were the master. Now I
am. No.
Not that one?
No.
Okay. I don't know which one you're talking about. I've only watched Kenobi once, so I should probably rewatch that. But
I will never forget, I was watching the finale of Kenobi at my best friend's house on her couch. And we were eating little snackies from Trader Joe's. That was, I think her reactions to the Obi-Wan finale were better than.
And John Williams added music to that too.
God, that was amazing.
That was a good theme, I think. Yeah.
Really good.
There's also a scavenger hunt called the Season of the Force scavenger hunt, where you can find your canisters to join the resistance, which was a surprisingly fun activity that Doug and I did on Friday. It took us a couple hours.
Challenging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was harder than we expected. We also had a lot of fun with it. In general, I would say there is plenty to do during Season of the Force. We've got a few articles up on it on the website, so check them out and let us know what your favorite part of Season of the Force is. But that's not all we've gotten from Star Wars. We got a new trailer for Star Wars Outlaws, which is coming out in August, I think the 30th or something like that. But it's a new video game where you get to be an outlaw or a scoundrel. And it kind of looks like if they made Han Solo a girl and younger,
mm-hmm.
and put him in a slightly different time period.
Mm-hmm.
And you just got to go do crazy stuff.
So this takes place between Empire and Return. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I didn't actually look that close.
In the trailer, we see Han Solo frozen in carbonite.
Yeah.
So I would
presume. That was my assumption.
I would presume this takes place after Empire. So what I will say is, one, I think the game looks fun. I don't think there's anything against it. I just don't think it is the type of game I would love. As I have gotten older, I play silly games like Stardew Valley and Animal Crossing.
I would play it.
You would, yes.
I would have a blast.
What I will give credit for the trailer is that the trailer didn't do something that The Sims does a lot, is that they'll make trailers without using gameplay footage.
Oh, yeah, I don't like that.
They will use these perfect animation, mm-hmm. of things that you will not see in the game.
Yep.
Sims is such a big offender for this, and I'm a big Sims 4 girly. Love Sims, even though it kills my laptop. I could cook an egg on my laptop. But this trailer actually was showing gameplay footage,
mm-hmm.
and while it doesn't look perfect for a trailer, it is an accurate representation of what you're going to see, and I majorly give props for that.
And also fun.
Yeah, it looks cute.
Speaking of looking cute, we have a new indie cam.
Kiddo!
This is what happens after Indiana gets a bath.
what is the point of your mom and grandma giving you a bath if you don't immediately go play in the dirt? What's the point?
He is definitely easily entertained.
Are you? Oh, hey, baby. Are you easily entertained?
All right. We got also a new series that was kicked off this last week from Walt Disney Imagineering called, we call it Imagineering. The first one was focused on audio animatronics, and we got a look at some of the audio animatronics that are going to be appearing in Tiana's Bayou Adventure, which is going to open this summer at Walt Disney World Resort and then later in the year at the Disneyland Resort. What do you think of these animatronics and this series?
So, call me a bad Disney fan. Go for it. Try me. I did not know the story about the animatronic bird.
Oh, okay.
That inspired. So I actually learned something. I thought the series was incredible. I think that we saw far more than any of us were expecting to see.
Much more than we normally get.
Much more than we normally get. Like at the beginning, they kind of do the sly, like geeky, oh, I'll try to take you places we don't go.
And then they actually
get... They really did that. I thought it was very fun. I think that they were talking about things in a manner that we haven't really seen before. The part that I thought was the most interesting was actually the delicate balance between programming and costuming. Because it's just not something that you really think about. You just think, oh, they make the animatronic move and then they put a costume on it. Mm-hmm. And I think that it was very, very cool
to figure out how to they see them that.
Do the two things. Yeah. I liked it.
I had fun watching it for all of those reasons, but also recognizing that I think the way they do things there is they just have big black curtains that block different parts of R&D, and knowing that when I was there a couple months ago, we're literally walking on the other side of some of those curtains,
yeah.
And some of those things we did see, other things we didn't see. I'm like, oh, I bet that was right behind that blocked off area that they showed us the BDX droids, but they didn't show us these animatronics. And I thought that was cool that they're showing so much of that. And I actually am very impressed with how animated the animatronics look. Like they're continuing to get better and better,
yeah,
at making animatronics look like their animated counterparts.
Very much so.
And I think they've more or less been decent at it for years, but I feel like the last few years have suddenly skyrocketed. And you look at,
I think the Shaman was the first really crazy one.
Yeah. And then you look at Beauty and the Beast at Tokyo Disney.
Hondo Onaka.
In Hondo, yeah. But they've really done a good job of making them feel exactly like you'd expect if they were to jump off of, mm-hmm. of a movie screen and out of the animated thing straight onto the
real
life.
Started that sentence like mm-hmm. six different ways.
Yeah.
I think that in 1964, it was very incredible because you think, and what now we consider a very rudimentary animatronic.
Mm-hmm.
Great moments with Mr. Lincoln. People thought Lincoln...
Well, the original one. Yeah.
Yes. Because now we even have a new updated one.
An incredible one.
But originally, they thought that he was so real that they were like throwing things at Lincoln to see if he would like move. There was that level of belief already. And then I think we have now transported. And I can only imagine what it is like to be a kid going to Disneyland and getting to see mm-hmm. Like Tokyo Disneyland. You get to see Belle. Like that is so rad. I just think it's really, really cool.
Mm-hmm. No, I totally agree.
Also, I miss Great Movie Ride.
Yeah, that was a good one. So that was super cool. And I'm looking forward to future episodes of We Call It Imagineering, and also getting to experience this attraction, because it just looks like it's going to be a magical and musical adventure that we will enjoy. And it looks like there's going to be so many details in it. It's going to have a lot of rewritability factor, and that's going to be a lot of fun too. Another fun thing we got this last week is for those of you that like this kind of thing, they had the annual shareholder meeting for the Walt Disney Company, and Bob Iger and the Disney slate of nominees for the board of directors were all resoundingly elected to the board of directors, despite a bit of a proxy fight from two other parties. And that part was fine. That's good. It sets Disney on a path that where Bob Iger and the leadership team thinks it should go, and that'll be exciting to see where it goes. But from this meeting, we also got a peek at some of the things that are coming in the future. One of them being an Avatar experience land, whatever you're going to call it, for the Disneyland Resort. And I thought it was very fun to see the concept art. And while we don't learn a lot about what's actually going to be in the land, because concept is just that, it's concept of what could be in the land, we do kind of get this inkling, I guess you could say, that this looks like this version of Pandora is more inspired by the Way of Water as opposed to the original Avatar. There's a lot of water in it. It looks a little bit more like it was inspired by what you see in the movie for the second movie in the franchise as opposed to the first. And did you take a look at the concept? What did you think of this?
My only takeaway, truly.
Only one.
It's not a clone. We won. Yeah,
that's true.
We won. I am so against cloning experiences, attractions, and lands to different parks. Mm-hmm. I think that one of the most,
I like new things,
crucial sins is like, oh, well, people like Cosmic Rewind in Florida, let's take it to California. I'm like, don't do that. Absolutely do not do that. I think that there's definitely ways that it works. I think that Avengers Campus in Paris, though, is so interesting to me because there's Avengers Flight Force. Like, there's a different attraction that we don't have.
There's a lot of different things there.
There's a lot of different. Yeah. It's Paris. But. Well,
and you could say the same about Space Mountain. Like,
true.
You've got Walt Disney World's version that's
very different.
Feels very much like Matterhorn more than our Space Mountain. And then you've got Space Mountain here in California. And then you've got a completely different Space Mountain in Paris that you're doing loops and stuff. And I love that you've got these different versions, and we're going to get a new version of it in Tokyo Disneyland, which is currently already underway, and well, they're about and to close the current one.
Jungle Cruise, Disneyland, Walt Disney World, there are changes.
And
that,
Tokyo Disneyland.
True.
That there was an experience.
Are things that are similar, and there are things that are also very different. I just personally don't love to see an attraction picked up and put somewhere else. And when I heard Avatar experience, I was very worried, as much as I love Pandora, I love Pandora Animal Kingdom, I was very worried that it was going to be scooping up Pandora and literally moving it to California. So seeing concept art that felt very different from Pandora World of Avatar made me very happy, personally.
Agreed. Yeah. And I think it'll be fun to see, because this is just the concept art, and it'll be fun to see if everything goes forward as everyone, I think, that's a Disney fan hopes it will with Disneyland forward, which we should know by around this time in a week, whether it's a quick passage or not, because the Anaheim City Council will be meeting about that next Tuesday night. But it will be very fascinating to see how that progresses and what things from other parks get brought to an expanded Disneyland resort. And will they be the same? Will they be different? Will they be like, it'll be very interesting to watch in the coming years. And welcome to Geek's Corner Plus as we hit the 9 o'clock hour. If you have any questions or comments you'd like us to respond to, put them in the chat and we will do our best to get to those in the next couple of minutes. But no, I think it's gonna be very interesting to see if and when Disneyland Ford is approved, if they, like, if the ideas of, say, like Fantasy Springs or whatever, get pulled over to the Disneyland Resort and things like that.
I try to make Indiana say hi for Geeks Corner Plus.
He's now.
It is out.
It's too late for him.
This is way past his bedtime.
Yes. But do you have anything, what are you looking forward to about Star Wars Night next week? I'm always interested in the characters you wouldn't see normally. So we saw last time, I think, Princess Leia and Luke and C-3PO,
Anakin
was around.
And
Anakin and Padme. So I think those kind of things I'm really looking forward to. I like the lightsaber meetup with Rey.
I'd like to see Babu Frick.
That would be amazing. That'd be pretty cool.
I'd like to
just put him in the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, he could pilot it.
Yeah.
We know that that's possible. We know that that area is accessible.
Just, yeah, that would be...
Put Babu Frick in it.
That would be very cool.
And Babu Frick could say his famous line. Mm-hmm. Hey, hey.
hey, hey.
No, I think what I'm most excited for Star Wars night is the same thing that sometimes I don't love about Star Wars, and that's Star Wars fans.
It is fun to see how excited everybody is.
Exactly.
And all of that.
Star Wars night is generally a very positive night where people are loving Star Wars. And I love Star Wars fans when they are loving Star Wars. Same thing about Disney Parks fans. Same thing about anybody with anything. That's really why we are Disney and positive stuff, is because we like when people like things. Mm-hmm. And if you don't like something, okay, don't engage it.
You do like.
Not to quote Rose Tico, but from episode 8, that is how we win, dummy. Not by fighting what we hate, but by saving what we love.
There you go. Very good.
And The Last Jedi is a great movie. And if you disagree, that's fine.
I also like seeing people do all their photo shoots.
Yeah, that's fun.
On Star Wars night, like with their lightsabers and outfits and stuff. Like, it's very fun to watch them in front of, say, the Millennium Falcon or something. And that's always a blast as well.
I just realized that I need to put new batteries in my lightsaber.
It's a good idea. Very good idea.
It's making that scary noise where it's not on, but it's just like making scary noises. So
the Force is strong with it.
Yeah.
All right, Kitty, we're running out of time. What should people do?
Should go to depthsmagic.com. Check out all the Disney and geek news as it happens. Subscribe to our mailing list and also find our Patreon.
And make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. We've got a ton of videos that are going up, including some incredible video this last weekend of Fat Cat Swinger with Blake Lewis. And you might have seen him on American Idol, but now you can see him on our YouTube channel as well with Fat Cat Swinger. And it was an incredible day of performances, so you don't want to miss that. But that is all the time we have for you this week. So we will see you round the corner.
Bye.